biggest idiots deserve the big bad shovel of wisdom. Sponsored by Jerry's Toyota.
And their exclusive benefits, including free service maintenance for 4 years or 50,000 miles. Visit Jerry's Toyota just north of the Beltway on Bel Air Road and online at jerrystoyota.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Time to give out shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS1057 The Fan. Ed Norris, who gets your shovel?
Marsha Carney. This is a woman who decides that it's a good idea in an apartment building to be a porch pirate. Gets caught on camera stealing from her neighbor's door. You know, it's clear as a bell. She's looking right into the camera with the package in her hand. The problem is, it was even worse than that. She certainly shouldn't be a full-time thief because she's wearing a Kansas City Chiefs jersey that says Mama Rice. It's Rashee Rice's mom.
Oh, no.
Yes, sir.
That's an easy one to spot.
Do you think? How about this?
And she was stealing someone's, packages or whatever?
Yeah. She's got it in her hand. She walked by, came back. It's all on video.
I just saw one of a FedEx driver rings the doorbell. Nobody comes. Takes a picture of the box. Then picks up the box and goes to take it back to say that she already left it. And then the door opens. And the lady goes, "Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I had the wrong house." She had it all in the door camera. So I don't know what happens because of it, but hell. Mm.
Jerry Carl, who gets your shovel?
Pranksters. Look, we all love a good laugh online and things that go on. People need to stop messing with people's lawns. And I don't care if you're voting for Trump. I don't care if you're voting for Biden, Harris, whoever you're voting for. Nobody belongs on anyone's lawn putting their things down and lifting up some. I just watched a video of people. It was clearly a family that loved Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And they went out there and pulled up everything and started putting Harris Waltz things in their yard. And they're going, you're allowed to vote for whoever the hell you want to vote for and feel how you want to feel. But somebody's going to get shot. Something's going to happen that shouldn't happen because you're doing stupid things, to which leads us to the inevitable. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Blue and red starting to get like Bloods and Crips.
It is.
Yeah. Seriously. I mean, it is.
And when you get to that, it's not even just that. It's the people that mess with people in grocery stores. We've seen the people throwing stuff and hitting people in the head and pretending like, one of you guys is going to get your asses knocked out. Something's going to happen that shouldn't. Somebody's going to go to jail that has no business going to jail.
And these people that you're voting for ain't going to come there to support you either.
No. So, just be smart. Look, we all love a good prank as long as it's not on us and something that's funny. That ain't funny. It's just stupid. You're just pissing people off.
My shovel goes to dude on Twitter. I don't even know how to pronounce his Twitter handle, and I'm afraid to do it because it may be something that he thinks is cute and inappropriate. But his tweet says, if Brandon Hyde's name was John Harbaugh, or if Hyde coached the Ravens, at Rob Long Sports and at BBMS 105.7 The Fan will be calling for his head right now. At the very least, they'd be more willing to criticize him instead of always giving him a pass and making excuses. Let's go back for a second, dude, on Twitter. Back in 2018, when Lamar Jackson's journey began and they lost to the Chargers in a wild card, I said, man, that's a good job. There, you had a schedule. Didn't criticize anybody. The next year, when they had the number one record in the NFL at 14-2, and they lost in the wild card round at home or divisional round at home to the Titans, I didn't criticize them. I said, good job. You got a young quarterback. The arrow's pointing up. When they lost at 11-5 after they beat, I think, the Titans and then lost to the Bills, I said, you know what? We got to get better. Lamar's got to work on this, got to work on that. When they lost in the wild card round with Tyler Huntley starting the game to the Bengals, I didn't criticize him.
Even with the quarterback sneak from the 2-yard line.
I didn't criticize him. I said it's I criticized the fans for having the audacity to think that Tyler Huntley could lead this team like Lamar Jackson. I criticized the fans. But when you're 13-4 and you're destroying everybody and you have that resume behind you now, now you got a resume, Jeremy. Now you've got playoff performances stacked and you have the AFC Championship game in your building, and you fail to do the one thing that you do better than everybody, damn right I'm criticizing you.
Were they not the best team in football?
I'm criticizing you. But when you are a manager that took a team that was rebuilding, and by the way, your tenure in Baltimore began a year after Lamar Jackson's. When you're a manager that completely helped rebuild an organization, and you're in your second year playoff performances, and you've got a guy on your team that can't even drink during the celebration, what do you want me to criticize? Mm-hmm.
I also remember
if you don't if you think these two are the same, you're an idiot.
I've heard you actually say you're not a fan of John Harbaugh, but you think he's a good coach. So
I've said it over and over again. So what, I don't know what you hear, but if you think John Harbaugh and what he John Harbaugh where he is as a coach and Brandon Hyde where he is as a manager, if you think they're the same, then you don't understand what you're watching. They're not the same. They're not in the same places. He has a franchise quarterback that's a veteran now. The expectations around his league is higher than the expectations around Brandon Hyde in his league.
His best player is a two-time MVP.
Exactly. When Brandon Hyde's best player is a rookie of the year. What are you talking about? They're not the same. Ravens fans, I felt almost like they're going to break out with Marsha. And I mean, every time something happens with another team, mm-hmm. you want to compare it to the Ravens. It's not a comparison. Where the Orioles are in their league and where the Ravens are in their league is not the same. It's not.
Yep.
Let's go out to Trippy, who's in Baltimore. What's
hello.
Up, Trippy?
Hey, hello. What's going on, man? I want to give out my Friday Ravens score prediction.
Go ahead.
Let's hear it.
And I'm taking that trip to Cincy. Hey, Ravens 38, Bengals 17. Mm. I think Derrick Henry going to have 2 touchdowns. And I saw something on Twitter. He only need 18 yards to get 10,000 rushing yards and 1 touchdown for like 100. Yeah, Derrick Henry 2 touchdowns, man. It's going to be a field day out there. But, hey, Rob.
Yes, sir.
Who the Orioles play next week? Oh, Dan, that's right. We got swept. Oh, man. Look, I ain't gonna lie. Look, I want to say one more thing, though.
Hey, hold on. Trippy's laughing right now. What, you want me to tell you what happened in the suite? Trippy's about to cry. Yeah. He looked like he had tears in his eyes. Man, why you getting on the phone like you hard? You laughing about it? You weren't laughing in that suite.
You getting me mixed up with Dustin.
Dustin wasn't up there. When they were down 1-0, Trippy, you was in your feelings.
Yeah, you right. And what I said, come on, bro. We need to score some points. And, man, you would have thought the Ravens won the Super Bowl how we were celebrating. I'm going to take that trip to Sunday, man. So I look forward to calling early Monday morning, man. Y'all have a nice Purple Friday. Anybody going to the game, make sure y'all chill out.
Safe travels, man.
Not going to be me having a free weekend and going to freaking Northern Kentucky. You have fun in Cincinnati.
I'm going to New York. I'm having more fun.
Which part? Where are you going?
I'm going to Brooklyn. That's where the tournament is. 410-583-1057. That's the number. World of Stupid with Jeremy Kahn at 8 o'clock. Ravens Bengals. Do you see the Ravens versus Bengals robbery the same way you see the Ravens Steelers? Well, I'll ask you that question. You can get an answer at 7:30. But on the other side, week 5 picks up next on The Fan. Let's make our week 5 picks. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn.
Does Joe have our records?
Let's make the picks first and then let Joe look for the records. Let's go. First game, Sunday morning, Jets at Minnesota. Ed, who are you going with?
I'm going with the Jets in an upset. I know Minnesota is actually, I don't know if you saw this, when ESPN has their power ranking, number one team in the NFL right now.
They should be. Yeah. And they'll stay that way because they're going to beat them Jets mm-hmm. over there in London. Who are you going with, Jeremy?
I got the Jets. You and I got a bet. What are you talking about?
I got
the Jets here. I think they pull off the upset on the road. You look at this, and by the way, it's a neutral site, and Minnesota's only a 2.5-point favorite.
Yeah.
If there's anybody familiar with this Minnesota Vikings team, maybe it's Aaron Rodgers. I know there's been a lot of changes in the past 2 years that he hasn't been there. But that being said, I still think this Jets team is good, and I think they get it done. I think they beat them on the road.
You realize that the next week you'll be paying me $600?
Not the next week.
Uh-huh.
No, the Dodgers.
Because the Dodgers are going to get eliminated.
How many games this series? 7?
Don't matter. I said within the next week.
5? 7?
5.
Oh, man, it might be within the next week.
Yeah. All right, Jeremy, Carolina at Chicago.
Come on, man. Chicago. Yep.
Ed.
Chicago as well. All right. I think Chicago's actually. I think Carolina's just a dumpster fire.
New England at Miami, Ed.
I'm going New England. Since Miami lost Tua, I think.
You don't think Snoop going to win the game in New England?
No. I don't
think so. Come on, man. He was the quarterback that was supposed to take over for Lamar when Lamar had the contract
stuff. That's true. No. So, I think Miami's kind of cooked.
I think Snoop throws 2 interceptions and loses to New England.
All right, Joe, I'm just showing you this because I did change my pick. I was on New England the entire time. I'm taking Miami. Both of them. I'm taking the Dolphins. I don't like this pick. This is the worst game of the week. But there are rumors out there that There's a little bit of disarray in the New England Patriots locker room, and I think that's causing some problems. It may have to do with who the quarterback is, that they won't throw Drake May to the Wolves. I'm taking the Dolphins here, and it makes me sick to my effing stomach.
You know what cures disarrays? Wins.
Playing the Dolphins?
Right. They'll be all right. Cleveland at Washington, Jeremy Kahn.
I told you I so badly wanted to take an upset here, too. I'm not. I'm taking Washington.
I'm taking Washington all the way. I'm a Jane Day. I never liked Washington team. I hated them growing up. I hated them because my stepdad loved them. You figure the rest of it out. I love Jaden Daniels, man. I think they beat Cleveland. Ed.
I do, too. I think Jaden Daniels is sticking my neck out here. He's something special. He looks pretty damn good. So I've never been a Commanders fan either, but I think they beat Cleveland.
I wasn't even a fan when they were the Redskins. That's how long I go back.
Yeah.
Indianapolis versus Jacksonville. Edward.
This was a tough one, in my opinion. I can't believe Jacksonville is this bad, but I'm going to continue to believe this. I'm going with Indy.
I wanted to go with you on this one, but I think Jacksonville circles the wagons at home and beats Indy on Sunday, Jeremy.
Flacco.
Yeah. I'm going with America's taint. Give me Jacksonville.
America's taint. What?
That's the part of that's where they are.
I know where the taint is.
You mean to show you?
No, I know what it is.
America's gooch.
Why won't you stop? We get it. Buffalo at Houston, Jeremy Kahn.
I like Houston here. Look, Buffalo on back-to-back road games. Houston's really good. I said it going into last week that I think Buffalo was a little bit being overvalued watching them. Mm-hmm. This is a tough spot. You're coming off a tough loss to the Ravens, and now you got to go to Houston to play them.
I know Buffalo may be overvalued, but you have them losing two games in a row?
Yes. This is the NFL. Have you not been watching this league?
Me too. I got Houston.
Son of a bitch. I'm getting ready to start yelling at him. It's like, me too.
Who you got, Ed?
I got the Bills. I can't imagine after getting the snot kicked out of them on national television that they're not going to come out furious and want to put a hurting on Houston.
To me, they're facing a better team. I think Houston's
better.
They might
be, but still, I think they're motivated.
Las Vegas at Denver, Edward.
Las Vegas. Denver, I just don't think they're very good. I think the Raiders win this game on the road.
I don't think Denver's very good. I think the Raiders are not very good, too. So the home team wins. I'm going with Denver.
I took Vegas. This cat Bo Nix has got two wins on the road already, one of which I think he threw for 70 yards. Just can it get any uglier than this?
Yes.
I'm taking Vegas. I think Denver still stinks, but look, they're 2-2.
Jeremy, Arizona at San Fran.
Yeah, just keep it moving. San Francisco. Arizona's look dreadful.
I'm going San Fran.
So am I.
All right, we're going to keep it moving. Green Bay at the Rams. Ed, can we finally get a road team winning?
I'm going with the Packers here. I don't think the Rams are, I don't know what the hell they are, but I think the Packers are a pretty good team this year.
I think the Packers, can they finally get a win with Jordan Love? They're undefeated without him and defeated with him, but I'm going Green Bay.
If you want to win this game, you go to Malik Willis. No, I'm not serious when I'm saying
y'all
that.
Y'all want to win?
Yeah.
Put Malik in.
Put Booby in. I'm taking the Rams. I'm going to ram them. I think they win at home. Yeah.
You got Sports Talk Radio in Milwaukee and Green Bay on fire if they lose this game with Jordan Love.
No, they're losing. They're losing this game.
0-3 with Jordan Love. 2-0 with Malik Willis. Oh, my gosh.
Got to go on
the sky's falling. We paid this money. Oh, Liberty.
By the way,
Liberty.
Rams are favored in this game.
Yeah, well, they're home.
I know, but look, if you think.
How much is the spread?
3.
We'll pick them.
Okay. Well, then I picked the Rams. That's
and
what
I picked.
I picked
the Packers.
You're stupid.
No, well. Giants at Seattle, Jeremy.
Give me the Seattle Seahawks. This might be. I still can't believe people out there haven't gone and picked up the Seattle Seahawks defense in fantasy football. Is it sitting out there on a lot of waiver wires? Mm-hmm. Giants aren't going to have Malik Nabers in this game, it looks like.
Oh.
And then it sounds like Devin Singletary is going to be able to play. I think Seattle beats their ass.
With Malik Nabers, they lose by 7. Without them, they lose by 10. Seattle wins. I'm going with the Seattle on this one.
I'm with Seattle, too. I think it's more than 10, but I'm going with the Seahawks.
Dallas at Pittsburgh, Edward.
I'm going with Pittsburgh. I saw all I need to see of Dallas when they played against the Ravens. I don't credit Dak with the comeback. I credit the Ravens with that comeback where they almost pulled it out. I think Pittsburgh beats them.
I'm going Dallas on this one. I think Dallas goes in there, rights the ship. Gets things going, gets Pittsburgh their second loss of the season, helps out the Ravens.
Negative, Ghost Rider. This one's Pittsburgh all the way. And I'm looking at this spot, too. There's a couple different things. Mm-hmm. Did you see dumbass Jerry Jones in the middle of practice land his helicopter right in the middle of the field?
I did not.
Yeah. They're practicing. Like, what are you doing? Go land somewhere else and walk your old ass over, Jerry.
Looking for another golf cart for the owner? Really? I mean, come on.
And by the way, when we look at Dallas, what can't they do? Stop the run. What are the Steelers going to do? Not only with their quarterback, with their running backs, they're going to run the football. Steelers win this game Sunday night.
All right, we always forget on Monday, so let's do it now. New Orleans at Kansas City, Jeremy.
I'm taking Kansas City. They're the better team. You know, I think they win this game.
Kansas City for me, too. Ed?
Me, too. But I think Kansas City's not as good as they've been in the last couple of years. They're still a very good team, obviously. But I actually wave it on this a little bit, but I'm going with the Chiefs.
You've been reporting their demise for a long time, man.
Eventually, I'm going to be right.
You've been reporting their demise. You go the opposite of the Chargers on this team.
Pat Mahomes retires, and Ed's like, I told you guys they were going to stink.
12 years from now.
It may take 10 years. Right?
All right, Ed.
I'll be right.
Baltimore at Cincinnati. Give me a score.
Ravens win 31-17.
Okay. I got Ravens winning 27-17. Jeremy?
Man, I feel so weird and torn about this game. I'm picking the Ravens. I'll say
27-23. 27-23? Go ahead. Give us the scores there, Joe. Where are we in the standings?
Sure, Jeremy, you ass. You're last. So, Ed and Rob, you are now tied.
For what?
For second.
Behind you?
Who's in 36 first? And 28. I am in first, 37 and 27. I had an awful week
so
last week.
So you're only a game ahead of me and Ed?
Yeah. Ed, you had a real. Ed had the best week in week four.
I had the best week.
No, you had second.
What do we have? I didn't see it.
Ed, you went 11 and 5. Jerry went 10 and 6. Rob was 9 and 7. Mm-hmm. I was 7 and 9.
Okay. Ed was 11 and 5?
Yeah.
Blind squirrel finds a nut.
Just like the
guy
Pat
who won it last
thing.
Year. Yeah.
World is stupid at 8 o'clock, but on the other side, do you see the Ravens versus the Bengals as a rivalry that kind of matches the Ravens versus the Steelers? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
It's a highly anticipated game. You know, it's a division game at the end of the day, and we know how much these games mean, in a sense. And truth be told, you know, they don't like us, and we don't like them. So it's one of those type things, and we're just going to go out and play our game, and it's going to be a good game. So I'm excited for the matchup.
I can't see a time where Roquan Smith, who you just heard, and the Baltimore Ravens are not the rivals, Ed, of the Pittsburgh Steelers. However, if you took the logos off, the biggest battles over the past 5 years have been the division have been Ravens-Bengals because those are the two teams winning the division.
Yeah, it has been. Has been. And the Ravens haven't really fared very well against them all the time. Bengals have been trouble for them.
Can we see, are we at a time right now where right now that's a bigger rival than the Pittsburgh Steelers?
The Bengals?
Yeah. You don't want to say it, do you?
No. No, I can't because there's a lot of history there. I'm pretty sure when they play the Steelers, you'll hear the same thing on TV. They'll play all the old clips, and they'll show Suggs and Roethlisberger and, you know, Ray. And it'll be all the stuff that over the years. Because there's a history there. I mean, I know we had people forget when the divisions were different. The Titans and the Jaguars were the Ravens' rivals.
Jeremy Cobb.
A while ago, but.
There are rivals. Who do I think is the Ravens' rival?
Are the Bengals right now or the Steelers? We're good right now.
It's still going to be the Steelers to me. It still is. I mean, the Ravens haven't had issues with Cincinnati, in my opinion, since Joe Flacco left. He had some struggles against them in their cover, too. Lamar has not had those struggles.
But they've beaten the Ravens a few times.
A few times, but yeah. I think the Ravens have had their number more so than they've had theirs.
Yeah.
Whereas we look at the Ravens, if you go look at their record against the Steelers, it's not as pretty for some reason.
No.
Because I think that's a real rivalry where you throw out the records when these two teams play.
Lamar, by the way, is 8-2 against the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad
Morning Show.
And
has he never beat
the
Steelers? Is that true?
I don't think he has.
Because
he beat him once?
He beat him once.
Yeah, it was
the
game that Marlon punched out the ball of Juju Smith-Schuster.
Okay.
Yes.
He played terribly. They played
three quarterbacks that game.
Yes,
the Steelers did. Yeah. It was three quarterbacks, right? I know at least two. Some guy who I didn't even know was on the roster ended up finishing up that game. Let's go to Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing well, you, man?
I'm doing pretty good. Hey, you know, at one time, you know, the Ravens-Steelers, that was the best rivalry in all of sports, I think, man. And, you know, since he's just recently becoming a winner, and it's become a rivalry, but I don't think it approached what what was Ravens Steelers, man. But the Ravens, we clinched early and we didn't play people, and then we had years where we had the injury, so we've been losing to the Steelers. But in its height, in its heyday, man, it was Ravens Steelers. I don't think so.
Hey, Mike, you think Ravens Steelers was the best rivalry in sports?
I thought so. I mean, every game was close, man. I really did.
Better than Duke Carolina, better
Yankees,
than
Red Sox,
better than Michigan, hey, Ohio State.
All those games was close, man, years ago and stuff. It was one of the – well, it was definitely, the best NFL rivalry.
I'll go with that. I don't know if it's the best in sports.
Yeah. Hey, Rob, real quick, y'all. Uh-huh. You going to my hometown, Brooklyn, this weekend. Have fun, man, and don't go see the Wiz now, all right?
Nah, go see the Wiz.
No, I'm going up there for basketball this weekend. Up to Brooklyn.
Shame. Oh, never mind.
That's what I was going with. That's what I was going with. See if you can pick up on it.
I do agree with, I always thought the Ravens and Steelers were at least the best rivalry in the NFL. I would get so tired when they would bring up the Bears and Packers, which that really hasn't been a rivalry in a long
that's
time.
That's not a thing. Aaron Rodgers owned them.
Yeah. Who's
he
your daddy?
He told him that. Yeah. I own you. How can you not like a quarterback who looks at the fans and say, I own you? How do you not like that guy?
Yeah. I do think it's subjective, though, to sit here and argue what the best rivalry is, because, you love college football more than other sports. Is that fair to say?
Anything but baseball.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. I'm a big NBA guy, but I still like baseball and football more than I love that. But you're going to see different things in rivalries, whether it's the longevity of it, some of the great matchups, and it kind of sticks. Army-Navy is a phenomenal rivalry, right? And we all know why, but
this is Army and Navy.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be a great game every time.
My love is baseball, college sports. Yeah, not football, but college sports, NFL.
Okay.
I love college sports, man.
I love all my kids equally.
Let's go Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, man?
Good morning, fellas.
Are you going to Cincy?
No, man. I was going right up there when I'm like, well, can y'all, stop me past Pittsburgh? You're like, nah, man, that's out the way. And all that. I'm like, y'all gas money and all that. But so
you're trying to force them to go to a Steelers game?
Nah, man. It's throwing away.
But they don't want to go to that game.
It's going
to
be a good game. This is probably the best game of the weekend, man.
You don't ask your friends to go 6 hours out of the way.
It's four.
It's like 3.5 if you
I don't need correction here. I'm on a roll.
Hey, no, though, man. But and what you had a problem with Jerry Jones landing is this helicopter.
It's in the middle of practice. What an ass.
So what? Where you supposed to land it at, man?
Somewhere else, not in the middle of practice. Nah, they're out there working. How could
on
you
a roof somewhere.
Yeah, how could you as a fan even say that? That's like, oh, look who's him here. It's the most important guy on the team.
Look who's him here.
Yeah, whatever.
Because Jerry Jones the only
shut up, Rob, I'm on a roll.
Man.
Yeah, come on, man. Who the hell sits here and defends the owner over everybody else?
Because I hate on my own every morning, man. Like every morning, it's something. Because
he's terrible.
Respect him.
He's terrible. Whatever, man. He's one of the worst owners in sports. What has he done?
Hey,
what has he won?
Hey, Rashawn, we're gonna have a take two. Don't you ever, as a black man on radio, say don't hate on my owner. Take two.
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah.
Don't you ever?
Definitely edit that out, man. My bad.
That may be my shovel for next week.
In the don't big you house. Ever.
Hey, listen, can I talk? I'll call up about the Steelers name real quick, right? The robbery with the Bengals.
Yeah,
I think it is it's the Steelers, because I don't lose sleep as much when they lose to the Bengals, but losing to the Steelers, I'm pissed. I'm pissed off. The next day, I don't want to go to work. Because we haven't beat these people in the past couple of seasons.
Rashawn, let's be fair for a second. When do you ever want to go to work?
Oh, never, man. That's why I use any vacation days as possible, man. Yeah. I use any excuse to take a vacation day, any type of game going on.
I saw BG&E.
Man, have a good weekend, man.
Out working, and there were three guys working on the pole, up top, and they were working. And I'm looking, and somebody was like, why aren't you looking up there? Because I said, I know somebody works. I said, well, he wouldn't be up there. He'd be down here watching everybody work. He wasn't there, though.
Let's go to Pikesville to get Rick. What's up, Rick?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Doing well.
All right.
Am I allowed to go off the board from Steelers and Bengals?
Do what you want. We're talking robberies.
Kansas City Chiefs.
Is that a robbery right now? That's a good one.
I think so. I mean, even though we're losing a lot to them, I think that they're a rival. I mean, I think Mahomes-Jackson is a pretty strong rivalry.
Let me give you an example why you could be right, Rick. Because the Patriots and Jets are rivals. However, there was a time where the Colts was a bigger rival to the Patriots than the Jets, even though that's their natural rivalry. So you could be right with that.
It's not a division rivalry, but I feel like it's a strong rivalry over the past few years.
Hey, thanks a lot, my friend. Appreciate that.
It's a rivalry. The Ravens got to beat them at some point.
Antonio and Rosedale, you want to give a score prediction, man?
Yes, I do. My score.
Oh, no. Antonio, sure. Give me a TGIF.
Yeah, man.
TGIF and PYT.
There you go, sir. Buddy. Now give me another prediction.
My score prediction is 27-17 Ravens. And go Ravens. And disappointed Orioles series loss. 142 days to go to start of the baseball season. And you guys have a wonderful weekend.
All right, man. Thank you.
You too. You're looking good.
You too. Some people are just good people, you know what I mean? They just bring a smile to your face.
He's the best.
And by the way, he has the same score I have, 27-17.
Well, he's wrong.
So he's brilliant on top of that. World of Stupid at 8 o'clock.
Put Rashawn's ass in the world.
But on the other side, the Bengals are viewing this as a must win. Does their desperation make you worry a little bit about picking this game? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
It's a big game. We know what our record is. You know, we know the opportunities we have going forward, but it's our first divisional opponent. We're 1-3. We need to get this one. You got to be aggressive out the gate. You can't let the game come to you because your possessions are going to be so limited. I'm going to have to play damn near perfect. That's how I'm preparing, so it's an exciting opportunity.
It's an opportunity for Joe Burrow as the Bengals, who are 1-3, Ed, get ready to take on the Baltimore Ravens. They are desperate, a desperate 1-3.
Yeah, they are.
Must-win game.
Desperate's the answer. I mean, you heard what he said. Feels like he has to play damn near perfect to win this game. Yeah.
So despite the desperation, you still feel the Ravens walk all over them in this game?
Yes, because they're not as good as the Ravens.
That doesn't scare you, the fact that they're desperate?
No. No, because I think that goes just so far. I think the Ravens have a far superior roster to the Bengals, and I think they win this game fairly easily.
Jeremy Conn, that doesn't give you a little bit of hesitation on the team to be so desperate, because you were the ones that said you hate picking this game. Why?
Yeah, well, I'll say this, like talking about desperation, I mean, I've been desperate most of my life, right. So I understand it. Yeah. But like everything on paper says that this should be just an absolute manhandling from what I've seen this year, even including the two losses with the Ravens. But it's not played on paper, and there's this weird thing about when teams are, you use the word desperate, it's a must-win for Cincinnati. They had another must-win last week, and I know it's Carolina, but they went on the road and got it done after Carolina just knocked off Vegas for their first win of the year. And I think they're still, as much as I talk about Cincinnati, and I don't think they're a legitimate playoff team this year, it's spots that you're looking for. And the Ravens coming off an emotional win where they dominated, coming to play a division foe that's hungry, yeah, it makes it feel like this. And even the spread's telling you that. It's a 2.5-point favorite, but Cincinnati opened up as a 1-point favorite when the line first came out, and it was quickly moved to 2.5, which means the sharps were on the Ravens to move it. It leads me to believe this is going to be a close game either way, but I'm still taking the Ravens because I just can't get past how much better they are than Cincinnati. But anybody that's watched the NFL this year realizes the league's been drunk. I mean, yeah. Like, you figure it out from week to week. Mm-hmm. And if you're a 6-point or less or a 6-point or more underdog, there's a pretty good chance you not only covered your game, but you won outright.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Do you get to a little nervous because the Cincinnati Bengals are desperate? I get a little hesitation. I think the one thing that could help them is that desperation, which always brings about a sense of urgency or makes you panic and do dumb things. And I just didn't believe, Ed, with the way this team, the build-up, the makeup of this football team, maybe Joe Burrow is Joe Cool, but I think it forces them to make more mistakes because they're so desperate.
So do I. Because I think that's what happens when you get desperate. You throw more. And now look, he could pass. He's a good passer. But I think when you're desperate, you do things that are not prudent.
You take chances. Maybe
you take
go
chances
for
you ordinarily
down.
Wouldn't. Yeah. And I think the Ravens will take advantage of that.
They got to get those stops. I mean, you better hope there's not a lot of home cooking going on here either.
That's a whole nother conversation, man.
Well, I mean, look.
But I agree with you.
I feel like a lot of Ravens fans have felt like the refs have been against them. I mean, that's probably been going on for about 20 years now.
I feel that way, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, there's been a lot of like questionable calls, and I think they've gone both ways when you look at it, but it does feel like through the first
don't go against
games,
the Chiefs very often.
No. I mean, they've gotten everyone to go their way so far. So I look at this and just saying that, you know me, I'm the president of the Ja'Marr Chase fan club, and the more and more these receivers keep coming out in the NFL, I talked about my love for Marvin Harrison Jr. and Justin Jefferson. I think Ja'Marr Chase is just a different brand of football player that can beat you up, run past you, do a little bit of everything. And so anytime you have him, I think you should be able to be in a game.
Look at Ryan Clark look like an ice cream sandwich.
A Neapolitan.
Neapolitan. Look at him.
Who the hell? Is he a Batman villain? Is that Two-Face?
Hey, Joe.
That's remarkable.
Does he not look like some strawberry vanilla chocolate ice cream right now with his suit?
What on? Now, you guys, can I say this? I don't ever talk about fashion. What in the earth is that?
That's half exactly what I said through his headphones.
Half of his suit is pink. The other half is gray, and he has a white shirt on.
I'm waiting for him to turn to the screen on the one side and go, this is what I think's going on.
He dresses like he's in the Hunger Games.
he's a medieval jester.
He's been doing this in the last year or so. Continuously getting more and more ridiculous with his outfits.
You know what really sucks? The more you think about it, we all, you were salaried, but he walks into a tailor and probably spends a couple of grand on making these hideous suits that he wears. Because this is his trademark. Now, Joe's right. I've seen him in these multicolored jackets over and over.
I just think it's funny. Yeah, I'd kick my own ass if I was wearing that.
Man.
He's got a half pink and a half, charcoal suit?
Charcoal
or dark gray
or whatever.
Let's go to Joe in Hanover. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Rob. How you guys doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for taking my call. Look, I was trying to get in on that last segment just before your break about the rivals.
That's all good. Go ahead.
So real quick, if you're talking about Ravens rivals right now, it's got to be the Kansas City Chiefs. Until we can beat them, we're not going to go anywhere.
Joe, I'm not going to argue with that. Somebody else called in right before the end of the segment, and it's hard to argue with that. I mean, because
you don't play them enough for them to be your rival.
Jeremy. Then you're talking about an all-time rival. Of course, it's always been the Steelers because they're our division.
Yeah.
But it used to be Tom Brady in New England. Look how many times with the Flacco team that they kept us from going. And then finally in 2012, we whipped his ass up in Foxborough.
Well, I mean, I understand what you're saying. Look, you've met teams in the postseason and either had the success or didn't have it. And then that makes you hate them, whatever. You remember those moments. But you play the Steelers twice every year.
Let me ask you a question, Jeremy. Mm-hmm. What made the Patriots and Colts a rival back then?
Cornerbacks.
Yeah,
they played each other every year, even in the playoffs.
Yeah, but it was the quarterbacks. It was even more
than
that.
They played each other every year, even in the playoffs. The Ravens,
but
Chiefs,
they didn't.
The Ravens, Chiefs, if they continue to win a division, will play every year. You get the first place schedule. They'll play every year.
No, it's not a guarantee they play every year.
First place schedule.
First place schedule.
Yeah, they do.
First.
You're not going to play every first place team in the league.
No, you play every first place team in your conference. Yeah, you do.
To set it up. I get what you're saying.
In your conference, you'll play second place. So if they continue to win their division, they'll play every year.
Yeah, but it's not the same thing, though, guys. I understand that people...
Why can't they both be the same?
It can't. Here, I'm trying to...
Isn't that his line? Why can't they both be the same? Let's go to Kai in Reisterstown. What's up, Kai?
Happy Purple Friday, guys. Look, man, the Ravens, I got a score prediction. Let me give it real quick. 31-20. I'm anxious to see how Zach Orr duplicate that defensive performance with his guys. Because Mike McDonald had in the last few seasons had Cincinnati number, so I'm hoping we can still keep that trend going. And I just think Joe Burrow, I hate to say he's highly overrated, man, to me. And I just think our defense is going to score a touchdown, and we're going to have two takeaways. It's going to be a defensive game, a great defensive game for us, in my opinion. I think Lamar. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I don't think Joe Burrow is overrated. I just think he gets a pass when he plays.
He's overrated at all, man.
He doesn't play up to snuff.
He's not overrated at all, man. Yeah. By the way, my buddy Brian says Cincy is the rival. Kansas City isn't the rival until the Ravens show they can beat him. Well, if that's the case, they can't beat Cincy. Because Lamar Jackson is 8-2.
Well, they beat him twice, though.
Well, Ravens beat Cincy, Kansas City once.
Yeah, once. Do you know how many times Peyton Manning and Tom Brady met in the postseason?
Three times.
What do you think?
I don't know.
They met five times.
Okay.
You know who has the winning record?
Brady.
No, not Brady.
Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning
2 against him. Yeah, yeah. Sorry. This is your king?
So
this is him?
So the Manning brothers own
Tom Brady in the postseason.
How many Super Bowls they have combined?
Four.
How many Brady have by himself?
He didn't have them by himself. The defense won the first three.
the last one.
The referees won two of them.
Mike Preston joins us at 8:30. Melissa Kim joins us at 8:15.
Okay.
And Rick Ritter at 9:30. But on the other side, it's the world of stupid.
Yeah, and this is going to be a little bit different. A couple things I want to talk about today. One of which is very interesting. I do want to talk about horror movies. There's a horror movie that just came out. And they said that within 10 minutes, people were walking out of it because it was so gory and violent. I want to find out if you guys like horror movies like this.
I want to hear this.
And this has been one of the more violent, like if people have watched, I'll tell you, The Terrifier. If you haven't watched Art the Clown, I've seen the first two. Mm-hmm. It is unbelievable. It's like, you can't even call it a scary movie. It's horror. Like it's just gruesome and violent. Luckiest guy in the world. We'll talk about him. He bought a $50 painting at a barn sale. I'll tell you what it was worth. Why don't we ever get this lucky? And then lastly, this one is this is a loaded story here. So this is a man was allowed to visit his girlfriend in prison for the first time since she cut off his penis for cheating on her with her niece who was 15. This happened in Brazil.
Was he asking for his penis back? Why is he visiting her?
Hey, we're going to talk about it coming up next in the world of stupid.